The bundles of sheaves are piled up into what?
Pies.
Into what?
Heaps, we call them. Some of them call them pies, some call them heaps.
How many sheaves are there?
How many sheaves?
Sheaves. Sheaves of wheat.
You got me now.
We raised 40 what of wheat to an acre?
Bushels.
What have you got to do? What have you got to do with oats to separate the grains from the rest of it? To separate the grains from the rest of oats?
Thrash it.
If you and another man have got to do a job, when you told him about it, you'd say, you and what?
You and I's got a job to do.
What would you say?
I don't say.
If you and another man have got to do a job, when you told him about it, you'd say, you and
I.
All right. Something we had to do today, just the two of us would say, we'll have to do it, or you'd say what?
I don't know about such thing.
Something we had to do today, just the two of us would say, we'll have to do it, or you'd say what?
I'll wait until tomorrow.
If you are not speaking to him, just talking about him, you'd say, the job is for
you and I.
If some friends of yours and you are coming over to see me, you say, so-and-so are coming over. What would you say? If some friends of yours and you are coming over to see me, what would you say?
I would say, Brother Palmer, let you and I go and see Miss
Todd.
Miss Todd.
All right. If you knock the door and they say, who's there? They know your voice, and so you say, it's
Palmer and I.
If we are sitting here expecting some man who knocks at the door, you say, oh, it's only
Palmer.
If it is a woman, you say,
I'm going to think of a woman's
well,
name.
Just say, you wouldn't have to name a name. Just say, it is what?
It is a woman.
If it is two people, you say, it's what?
I would say it's two ladies.
Comparing how tall you are, you say, he is not as tall as
I am.
Would you say, comparing how tall you are again, you say, I'm not as tall as
I'm not as tall as he is.
All right. Comparing how well you can do something, you say, he can do it better than
he can do it better than I.
If a man had been running for 2 miles and then had to stop, you'd say, 2 miles is what he could go.
Go over that again.
All right. If a man had been running for 2 miles and then had to stop, you'd say, 2 miles is what he could go.
I can't get that.
Well, if he couldn't go any more distance, what would you say?
2 miles all he could go.
If something belongs to me, you say, it's
Miss Todd's.
If it belongs to both of us, you say, it's